Hey everybody, Matthew Larry here. Want to take a second to welcome you to Wednesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're talking about pleasing the Lord. And I want to start today's broadcast by reading a scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 in verse 1, and it says this: "We beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received us, you ought to walk," or to conduct your life, "and to please God, so you would abound more and more." The easy to read says this: "We taught you how to live in a way that will please God, and you are living that way. Now we ask and encourage you in the Lord Jesus to live that way more and more." And so, friend, it should be our heart's desire that we want to live in such a way that we are pleasing the Lord, and then we want to do it more and more. And how do we do it? We do that with the way that we conduct our lives. Our conduct is how we please the Lord, and we want to conduct our lives in a way that we are pleasing Him. And this is one of the main things that you and I are learning as believers. Let's look at that verse again. He said, in the easy to read, "We taught you how to live in a way that will please the Lord." And this is one of the main things that we should be learning as believers. How do we live our lives in such a way that we are pleasing our good Father? And I like the end of that verse because he says, "We ask and encourage you in the Lord Jesus to live that way more and more." And it's important that you and I understand that we are growing in pleasing the Lord. In other words, we want to be pleasing the Lord more and more every day of our lives. We want to be pleasing Him more today than we did yesterday. And maybe you might be watching the broadcast, you might be thinking, "Well, I'm not living my life in such a way that it's pleasing the Lord as much as I want to." But hey, we're thankful that maybe today you're living your life in such a way that you're pleasing Him more today than you were yesterday. And we want to just grow and grow and grow to the place we're pleasing the Lord more and more every day of our lives. Now, the way that you and I please the Lord is through our conduct. I want to read you a statement here. How we conduct our lives is the avenue through which we please the Lord. Every day, how we talk, how we think, how we act, what we yield to, this is how we please the Lord. You know, in 1 Kings chapter 3, God told Solomon that he could ask him for anything he wanted. And Solomon asked that he would have a wise and discerning heart, that he would be able to judge and lead the people the way God wanted him to. And when he asked the Lord for that, it says this in verse 10, that speech pleased the Lord. And so what he said pleased the Lord. And so, friend, what you and I say, our words can either be pleasing or displeasing to the Lord. Come on, have you ever said something and before it got halfway out your mouth, you knew that's not pleasing to the Lord? And so you and I want to recognize that my words are one avenue through which I please the Lord, and I want to say things that are pleasing in the Lord's sight. You know, the thoughts you and I think can either be pleasing or displeasing to the Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 7 says, "The carnal mind is enmity against God." And so there are thoughts that you and I can think and yield to that are pleasing to the Lord, and there are things we can think on that are not pleasing to the Lord. How we think and what we think on can either be pleasing to Him or it can be displeasing to Him. Now Romans 8:8 says this: "So they that are in the flesh cannot please God." The Good News Bible says those who obey their human nature cannot please the Lord. And so how we conduct our lives can either be pleasing or displeasing to the Lord. If we conduct our lives in the flesh, that's not pleasing to the Lord. If we conduct our lives being led by the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, which is to be following the Holy Spirit and to be governing our lives by the Word, that is pleasing the Lord. But if we live our lives, we're giving in to the desires of our flesh, we're not following the Holy Spirit, we're not governing our lives by the Word, well, to be in the flesh like that is not pleasing to the Lord. And so, friend, be aware and acknowledge the reality that every day, everything I say, everything I think, everything I do has the potential to either please the Lord or displease the Lord. And so we want to do everything we can to live our lives in such a way that it's pleasing Him. We want to choose words that please Him. We want to think on things that are pleasing to the Lord. And we want to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh, because that too will please the Lord. Now, we need to be on guard against condemnation when we're talking about endeavoring to please the Lord. We need to guard against falling into condemnation and maybe just beating ourselves up because, well, I said something that wasn't pleasing to the Lord, or I did something that wasn't pleasing to the Lord, and so now I'm so awful, I'm so terrible, I'm such a pathetic case for a Christian. Friend, we don't want to fall into condemnation as we endeavor to please the Lord. You know, 1 John 1:9 says this, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, why did God put that verse in the Bible? He must have known that you and I wouldn't get everything just perfect. And so He put that verse in the Bible so that when we did miss it, or that when we didn't get it just right, we would know what to do. We would know that we could confess it and get cleansed of it. And so, friend, as you and I endeavor to please the Lord, we're not always going to get it just right, and that's okay. We don't need to beat ourselves up about not getting it just right. You know, in Proverbs 28:13, it says this, he that covers his sins will not prosper, but whoso confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. You know, God is pleased with repentance. And so when you don't get it just right, or don't do it just right, or you didn't say the right thing, don't beat yourself up about that, or don't beat yourself over the head about that. Go repent, and God even finds your repentance pleasing to Him. You know, I told you a story on yesterday's broadcast about how Faith, who's our four-year-old, she did something, she threw a fit is what she did. And then she got corrected about throwing that fit. And then I don't know if it was 15 or 20 minutes later, she said, Dad, I'm sorry for throwing a fit like that. And when she repented, when she said that, man, it blessed me. It ministered to me. It was pleasing to me. And I wasn't thinking anymore about the fit she threw. I wasn't thinking about that. That's done. That's over. I've forgiven her. I've forgotten that. I've moved on. And now this repentance is blessing me. And so, friend, I want to encourage you. Maybe you said something you shouldn't have said. Maybe you did something you shouldn't have done. Go to the Lord and repent of it. He is pleased with repentance. What did that verse say in Proverbs 28:13? Whoso confesses and forsakes their sin, God gives them mercy. And God will be pleased with the humility of your heart that you're going to come to Him and repent. You know, God is pleased with the heart that wants to get it right. I want to say that to you again. God is pleased with the heart that wants to get it right. You know, He's looking at your heart. And when you want to get it right, and when you're doing your best to get it right, God is pleased with that, even if you make some mistakes on the way. Gosh, I need to say that again. When you want to get it right, and you're doing your best to get it right, God is pleased with that, even if you make some mistakes on the way. He's looking at your heart. And so you never want to get to the place where you don't care whether or not you're pleasing the Lord. You always want to have a heart that's saying, Lord, I want to please you. I know I didn't get it just right this time, and I'm asking you to forgive me, and I'm going to endeavor to do better because I want to get it right. I want to please you. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12, this is talking about an offering, but the principle plays also in talking about pleasing the Lord. In 2 Corinthians 8, 12, it says this, if the eager readiness to give is there, then it is acceptable and welcomed in proportion to what a person has, not according to what he does not have. And what it's saying is, in the offering, if I have a heart where I want to give, and then I'm going to give and I'm going to do my best in giving what I can, God's pleased with that. He's not going to look at me and judge me based on what I didn't give. He's going to look at my heart and he's going to see, well, they wanted to give and they gave their best. And so I'm not going to judge it based on the amount. I'm going to look at the heart. And the same is true when we're endeavoring to please the Lord. If you have a heart that wants to please the Lord and you're doing your very best to please Him, even if you make a few mistakes on the way, God's going to look at your heart and He's going to be pleased with your heart. Friend, this is good news, isn't it? Now, as you're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, we want to live in such a way that we are pleasing the Lord more and more every day of our lives. Number two, how we conduct our lives is the avenue through which we please the Lord every day. How I talk, how I think, how I act, I have the potential to either please Him or displease Him with how I conduct my life. And then number three, don't fall into condemnation when you're endeavoring to please the Lord. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you today that you're helping us to please you more and more every day. We acknowledge the reality that every day, everything we say, everything we think, everything we do can either please you or displease you. And Father, it is our heart's desire to do only those things that are pleasing in your sight. And Lord, I release my faith over the audience today. And I bind and rebuke the spirit of guilt and condemnation that the enemy would be trying to put on any of their lives. Father, we thank you that there's forgiveness in your blood, there's cleansing in your blood, and as we endeavor to please you, as we endeavor to live a life that's pleasing to you, we will not fall into guilt and condemnation in any way. Father, we thank you for help and grace to do it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Hey, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Thursday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. We're going to continue this series on how to please the Lord. We'll see you then.